Big Picture. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We've always said that the lifetime lessons and lifetime relationships built through high school sports are more important than any trophies and medals won between the lines. Evidence of this comes through the programs in which schools are participating that raise awareness and funding for all kinds of worthy causes. Whether it's Pink for breast cancer awareness, or Camouflage in recognition of those who have fought and sacrificed for our country, our kids are learning more about the big picture, that these kinds of programs are about what's really important in life, and sports just happens to be the vehicle that helps teach them about it. What's even better than our kids taking part in these larger scale endeavors, where sometimes they do a little more following than leading while learning, is when you see the true fruits of what they teach kids when they recognize a need, and on their own, rally their teammates and classmates to a cause. Just a couple of weeks ago in southern Michigan, a fire destroyed the home of the Mead family in Union City. Everything was lost. Marissa Mead is a junior on Union City's volleyball team, and she was in uniform that fateful Tuesday evening against Concord High School. The Yellow Jacket players were aware of the tragedy and surprised to see Marissa in uniform when they arrived for the game. And to show that life is, at least in this instance, truly bigger than sports, the Concord players started talking during a timeout in the match about trying to do something for Marissa and her family. The conversation carried over to the bus ride home and to practice the following day, and team members, according to the Jackson Citizen Patriot, came up with $80 before teachers, administrators, parents, and other students caught wind of the effort and chipped in as well. So on Thursday night that week, when Union City had another home volleyball match against Parma Western, the Concord team personally delivered a card with $300 in it to Marissa and gave it to her at the start of the match. And one of the players, Chelsea Snay, a senior on the Yellow Jacket team, made a short speech, praising Marissa for her strength. Needless to say, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and the Concord players got a standing ovation as they left the gymnasium, probably a reaction they didn't expect. All they wanted to do was to help out someone, a student, a volleyball player, someone just like them. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I like the things that officiating gives to officials, confidence, decision-making abilities, be able to work in teams.
Because I love sports. I've been involved in educational athletics all my life, and I like to give back to the kids and the athletes and the parents and the schools.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The academic and athletic classrooms share a trait where the teachers prepare the students for the upcoming test. In sports, though, the coaches still direct their students through their test, the game. In this case, the Concord Yellow Jacket volleyball team faced a true test, saw a need, truly saw the big picture, and came up on their own with the correct answer. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.